Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, The Lucy Ann Lance Show. You have been treated to the Viva Voce Choir at our Christmas show every year. They do an outstanding job, a wonderful youth group under the artistic direction of Hannah Bingham. It's an outstanding Saline area group creating a place of belonging and providing opportunities to also give back to the community, not just to perform, not just for the love of music, but also this sense of community engagement. And Viva Voce will showcase its talent at a spring concert coming up on May 5th, 7 p.m. at Saline High School. Joining us today is Hannah Bingham, Artistic Director. How did the group start? How did this whole idea come together for you?
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Viva Voce started as a vision to, just like you said, create a place of belonging for our area's youth, a place where our kids can express themselves through singing and do something different. Like you said, give back to the community. We started just a couple years ago. We were in the fall of 2016. Started with one group. We had about 45 kids. We met at Washtenaw Christian Academy. And then our second season last year grew to 65 kids. Moved spaces, and we now rehearse at the First Presbyterian Church in Saline. And now this is our third season. We've expanded to three choirs. We have 120 singers now from all over Washtenaw County. So while we have a lot of singers from Saline, many singers come from Milan, Manchester, Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Dexter. We welcome singers from all over.
Viva Voce, it's a Latin phrase, right?
Yes.
And it means what?
It means with living voice. We really believe that the voice has power, not only just the beauty of it, but that we have a message to share. And it's one thing to sing on your own, but there's a really powerful experience joining your voice with many others and just becoming more than just yourself, part of a bigger whole. It's really an exhilarating experience. I believe that our voices have a lot of power.
Do you have to be at a certain proficiency level in order to be part of Viva Voce?
At our beginning level, no. We need kids to be able to be in a learning process, able to learn how to match pitch as they move throughout our choirs. We do expect them to be able to match pitch and be able to sing in tune. But then that is something we teach in the first choir. And then as they move up through, other skills are needed. But those are skills we teach. So we do welcome kids who are at a starting level.
You continue to grow. Why do you think that is with these students?
Well, I think they find a sense of community with us. They meet friends. They love to be with friends who love to sing. I think the kind of music that we sing draws them in. We sing music that has a greater purpose, a bigger meaning. We often try to sing music that has a message to it. And I think sometimes kids aren't talked to about things that are deep and meaningful, and we explore things that are like that for them. And I think a lot of them really like that. For instance, right now we're singing a piece that has a pretty strong, deep message. Our oldest choir, Cantabella, is singing a song about the Flint water crisis. And so they're exploring not only being educated about the situation, but getting real quotes from the kids who are experiencing it. It really brings out a lot of sadness and anger, but yet there's a sense of hope and a call to action. And being able to explore those things with children is a really great experience. They love to be given serious topics and to be able to just find out more about the world around them.
Especially as a child, you don't always know what they know about the world around them, mm-hmm. and what are they hearing, and are they absorbing this news, and is it impacting them? It's not always obvious. So this gives them an outlet to feel part of that,
yeah.
and to feel like they're making a difference.
Yeah, I think them just realizing that, you know, I was meant to sing. I have a voice that has a message, and this is powerful. And not all of it's that serious, of course. We are singing pieces that are full of hope, where the kids are exploring what their dreams are and just longing to hold on to a dream and share that. And then, of course, many pieces that are just fun. We engage them in movement and games, and I think they just realize that singing is innately fun. And they keep coming back, and we keep finding more. The word is spreading throughout the community that this is a place where we love children. Singing is fun. We sing at a high level. We do expect a lot of the kids, but we also offer a lot of opportunities outside of the choral rehearsal as well.
Hannah Bingham with us. She is the artistic director of Viva Voce. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in New Hampshire, so I'm a Northeast girl, but I came out to the Midwest for college and then never went back. My husband, Daniel, is a local business owner, and we love the Saline Ann Arbor area. But my training in my background is in music education, so most of my career has been in teaching public schools, private schools, as a general music teacher and as a choral director for mostly kindergarten through eighth grade. And I just love seeing what kids can do with music, believing that they are true artists and have so much to contribute.
Having seen you in action, you are incredible with those young people. On your website, which is vivavoceyouthchoir.org, and that's V-I-V-A-V-O-C-E, youthchoir.org, you say that singers are going to learn proper breathing, singing techniques, production of free and vibrant head voice. I don't even know what that is. Choral blending through singing in unison and two, three, and four-part harmony. And songs in many languages and from diverse cultures. So this is a real education for these students.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's really fun to see how they grow throughout the year. Not only learning how to use just a really light, healthy, natural voice so that they feel good and sound good when they sing, but they can sing a fairly complex repertoire at a high level. And we enjoy teaching them that. They enjoy living up to that as well. It's fun for them to sing in other languages and get to experience many different styles of music, too.
What is the difference in your ensembles that you have?
So Brio is our youngest ensemble. Next year, they're going to be meeting on Monday nights, 5 to 6, and that's for beginning singers in grades 2 through 4. And then our group Amabile, they will be meeting on Tuesdays in the fall, 4:45 to 6 p.m. And that's a group for intermediate level singers in grades 3 through 6. And then Cantabella is our intermediate advanced group. They are going to be meeting next fall, Tuesday evenings, 6:30 to 8. And then our new choir that we are just introducing, it's called Volare, which is an Italian term meaning to soar. Mm-hmm. And we are very excited about this new group. It'll be our advanced group meeting on Monday nights, and they will meet from 6:30 to 8:15.
And how does one become a member? What's the process?
Well, we want you to reach out to us either through our website, vivavoceyouthchoir.org, or our phone number is 734-506-8482. And you would reach out to us to schedule an audition. We are starting auditions in May, and it's a pretty quick process in a really friendly environment. They'd be meeting with me and just really help them feel comfortable. We'd sing together a little bit, and I would help find the best placement for them in a choir that where they'll fit the
and most. Then is there a cost?
There is a cost. Each of the choirs have a different price point, and those you'll find on our website. We also have early bird specials for those. So there are many different price points. So I'll let you find that on our website. But there is a tuition involved. However, we do have a scholarship program for families where you might not normally be able to participate in something like this, and we will help you find a way. So please don't hesitate to reach out if it's a matter of cost. We do want to make it available to many families.
The website again is Viva Voce Youth Choir. And again, Voce is V-O-C-E, Viva, V-I-V-A-V-O-C-E, Youth Choir. org, and all the details are on there. And then this community service component that you have, you build that into this program too. Give us an example.
For example, this year we have participated in many different projects. We really want our kids to just grow up getting used to giving back to the community. Not only that they see it as part of their identity and feel comfortable doing it, but that they really are out there doing it. They're really active. So for instance, we created 45 handmade blankets for the homeless shelter Alpha House. Our choir Brio got involved in creating birthday bags for the Saline Area Social Service. Amabile created an appreciation project, creating cards and gift baskets for local firefighters and police officers. And Cantabella, our oldest group this year, has been involved in serving at food gatherers, sorting food for local pantries. And then all of the choirs are involved in singing at local nursing homes. So we're singing at 5 different nursing homes this season. And we not only go and sing for the residents, but sing with the residents.
Oh,
we know they
nice.
Want to sing too. And it's just really fun to be with them. We see this as really at the heart of who we are. This service component is a big deal to us.
How beautiful. The upcoming concert is called The Blessing of Light, celebrating nature's stories, lessons, and gifts. It's May 5th, 7 p.m., Ellen Ewing Performance Arts Center in Saline, and $8 in advance or $10 at the door. And again, for tickets, you can go online to vivavocheyouthchoir.org/tickets and actually order those online. It's going to be a beautiful concert.
Yeah, we're excited to sing many songs that revolve around nature. We're going to have mostly singing, but also poetry, and we have many guest artists as well. This will be a beautiful night of singing. We also have another opportunity coming up this summer where we're doing a summer camp, and would love to share that with you. It's going to be an opportunity for kids going to third through fifth grade. It'll be held at Saline High School. And the registration is through Saline Community Education. And their website for that is salineonline.org. This camp will be held July 15th through 19th. It's an afternoon camp giving kids a taste of what we do, a lot of singing, getting to move, play games, and just learn about their voice and expressing themselves. It'll be a great foot in the door if somebody's interested in just finding out about what we do, a little taste of that this summer. Hope many will join us.
And that's salineonline.org.
Exactly.
Through Saline Community Education.
Mm-hmm. And they can just search their choir camp and they'll find us really easily.
It's wonderful. You have built a beautiful program, Hannah. Bravo. It really is.
Thank you.
It's outstanding. And thank you for being part of our Christmas show every year. We love having your group there. They're just sing lovely.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And I have to mention, because I follow you on Facebook, you've got a son who plays the piano amazingly. I have never seen a young boy do this before. How old is he?
He's 12. He started playing around the age of four, a little bit before four, and it was quite apparent to me that from a young age he had something special. Yes, he works very hard, but he feels it deep inside of him too. So,
oh, he is incredible. What's his name?
His name is Derek.
Derek.
He sings with us well. He sings in his school choir. He loves to make music, as do our other two children. So it's a lot of fun to have music in our home as well.
Well, it's great that not only in your home, but the community too, with what you're doing with all of these students. So thank you. And you tell Derek I'm just absolutely blown over by him. He's incredible.
Oh, thank you, Lucia.
Thanks. Great talking with you, Hannah. Hannah Bingham, again, artistic director for Viva Voce Youth Choir. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.